Psalms chapter 101. Domine, Exidi. Prayer for one in affliction. The fifth penitential psalm. 101:1. The prayer of the poor man, when he was anxious, and poured out his supplication before the Lord. 101:2. Hear, O Lord, my prayer, and let my cry come to thee. 101:3. Turn not away thy face from me. In the day when I am in trouble, incline thy ear to me. In what day soever I shall call upon thee, hear me speedily. 101:4. For my days are vanished like smoke, and my bones are grown dry like fuel for the fire. 101:5. I am smitten as grass, and my heart is withered, because I forgot to eat my bread. 101:6. Through the voice of my groaning, my bone hath cleaved to my flesh. 101:7. I am become like to a pelican of the wilderness. I am like a night raven in the house. A pelican, etc. I am become through grief, like birds that affect solitude and darkness. 101:8. I have watched, and am become as a sparrow all alone on the housetop. 101:9. All the day long my enemies reproached me, and they that praised me did swear against me. 101:10. For I did eat ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping. 101:11. Because of thy anger and indignation. For having lifted me up thou hast thrown me down. 101:12. My days have declined like a shadow, and I am withered like grass. 101:13. But thou, O Lord, endurest forever, and thy memorial to all generations. 101:14. Thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion, for it is time to have mercy on it, for the time has come. 101:15. For the stones thereof have pleased thy servants, and they shall have pity on the earth thereof. 101:16. All the Gentiles shall fear thy name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. 101:17. For the Lord hath built up Zion, and he shall be seen in his glory. 101:18. He hath had regard to the prayer of the humble, and he hath not despised their petition. 101:19. Let these things be written unto another generation, and the people that shall be created shall praise the Lord. 101:20. Because he hath looked forth from his high sanctuary, from heaven the Lord hath looked upon the earth. 101:21. That he might hear the groans of them that are in fetters, that he might release the children of the slain. 101:22. That they may declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem. 101:23. When the people assemble together, and kings, to serve the Lord. 101:24. He answered him in the way of his strength. Declare unto me the fewness of my days. He answered him in the way of his strength. That is, the people, mentioned in the foregoing verse, or the penitent, in whose person this psalm is delivered, answered the Lord in the way of his strength. That is, according to the best of his power and strength. Or when he was in the flower of his age and strength, inquiring after the fewness of his days, to know if he should live long enough to see the happy restoration of Zion, etc. 101:25. Call me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are unto generation and generation. 101:26. In the beginning, O Lord, thou foundedst the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. 101:27. They shall perish but thou remainest, and all of them shall grow old like a garment, and as a vesture thou shalt change them, and they shall be changed. 101:28. But thou art always the selfsame, and thy years shall not fail. 101:29. The children of thy servants shall continue and their seed shall be directed forever. Psalms chapter 102. Benedict, Anima. Thanksgiving to God for his mercies. 102:1. For David himself. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and let all that is within me bless his holy name. 102:2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and never forget all he hath done for thee. 102:3. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. 102:4. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with mercy and compassion. 102:5. Who satisfieth thy desire with good things. Thy youth shall be renewed like the eagles. 102:6. The Lord hath mercies, and judgment for all that suffer wrong. 102:7. He hath made his ways known to Moses. his wills to the children of Israel. 102:8. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy. 102:9. He will not always be angry, nor will he threaten forever. 102:10. He hath not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. 102:11. For according to the height of the heaven above the earth, he hath strengthened his mercy towards them that fear him. 102:12. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our iniquities from us. 102:13. As a father hath compassion on his children, so hath the Lord compassion on them that fear him. 102:14. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. 102:15. Man's days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so shall he flourish. 102:16. For the Spirit shall pass in him, and he shall not be, and he shall know his place no more. 102:17. But the mercy of the Lord is from eternity and unto eternity upon them that fear him, and his justice unto children's children. 102:18. To such as keep his covenant, and are mindful of his commandments to do them. 102:19. The Lord hath prepared his throne in heaven, and his kingdom shall rule over all. 102:20. Bless the Lord, all ye his angels, you that are mighty in strength, and execute his word, hearkening to the voice of his orders. 102:21. Bless the Lord, all ye his hosts, you ministers of his that do his will. 102:22. Bless the Lord, all his works, in every place of his dominion, O my soul, bless thou the Lord. Psalms chapter 103. Benedict, Anima. God is to be praised for his mighty works and wonderful providence. 103:1. For David himself. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art exceedingly great. Thou hast put on praise and beauty. 103:2. And art clothed with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heaven like a pavilion. 103:3. Who coverest the higher rooms thereof with water, who makest the clouds thy chariot, who walkest upon the wings of the winds. 103:4. Who makest thy angel spirits, and thy ministers a burning fire. 103:5. Who hast founded the earth upon its own basis, it shall not be moved forever and ever. 103:6. The deep lighty garment is its clothing, above the mountains shall the waters stand. 103:7. At thy rebuke they shall flee, at the voice of thy thunder they shall fear. 103:8. The mountains ascend, and the plains descend into the place which thou hast founded for them. 103:9. Thou hast set a bound which they shall not pass over, neither shall they return to cover the earth. 103:10. Thou sendest forth springs in the vales, between the midst of the hills the waters shall pass. 103:11. All the beasts of the field shall drink, the wild asses shall expect in their thirst. 103:12. Over them the birds of the air shall dwell, from the midst of the rocks they shall give forth their voices. 103:13. Thou waterest the hills from thy upper rooms, the earth shall be filled with the fruit of thy works. 103:14. Bringing forth grass for cattle, and herb for the service of men, that thou mayest bring bread out of the earth. 103:15. And that wine may cheer the heart of man, that he may make the face cheerful with oil, and that bread may strengthen man's heart. 103:16. The trees of the field shall be filled, and the cedars of Libanus which he hath planted. 103:17. There the sparrows shall make their nests, the highest of them is the house of the heron. 103:18. The high hills are a refuge for the harts, the rock for the urchins. 103:19. He hath made the moon four seasons, the sun knoweth his going down. 103:20. Thou hast appointed darkness, and it is not, in it shall all the beasts of the woods go about. 103:21. The young lions roaring after their prey, and seeking their meat from God. 103:22. The sun ariseth, and they are gathered together, and they shall lie down in their dens. 103:23. Man shall go forth to his work, and to his labor until the evening. 103:24. How great are thy works, O Lord! Thou hast made all things in wisdom. The earth is filled with thy riches. 103:25. So is this great sea, which stretcheth wide its arms. There are creeping things without number, creatures little and great. 103:26. There the ships shall go, this sea dragon which thou hast formed to play therein. 103:27. I'll expect of thee that thou give them food in season. 103:28. What thou givest to them they shall gather up. When thou openest thy hand, they shall all be filled with good. 103:29. But if thou turnest away thy face, they shall be troubled. Thou shalt take away their breath, and they shall fail, and shall return to their dust. 103:30. Thou shalt send forth thy spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. 103:31. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. 103:32. He looketh upon the earth, and maketh it tremble. He troubleth the mountains, and they smoke. 103:33. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. 103:34. Let my speech be acceptable to him. But I will take delight in the Lord. 103:35. Let sinners be consumed out of the earth, and the unjust, so that they be no more. O my soul, bless thou the Lord. Psalms chapter 104. Confite me by Domino. A thanksgiving to God for his benefits to his people Israel. Alleluia. 104:1. Give glory to the Lord, and call upon his name. Declare his deeds among the Gentiles. 104:2. Sing to him, yea, sing praises to him. Relate all his wondrous works. 104:3. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. 104:4. Seek ye the Lord, and be strengthened. Seek his face evermore. 104:5. Remember his marvelous works which he hath done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. 104:6. O ye seed of Abraham his servant, ye sons of Jacob his chosen. 104:7. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. 104:8. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. 104:9. Which he made to Abraham, and his oath to Isaac. 104:10. And he appointed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting testament. 104:11. Saying, to thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. 104:12. When they were but a small number, yea, very few, and sojourners therein. 104:13. And they passed from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people. 104:14. He suffered no man to hurt them, and he reproved kings for their sakes. 104:15. Touch ye not my anointed, and do no evil to my prophets. 104:16. And he called a famine upon the land, and he broke in pieces all the support of bread. 104:17. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold for a slave. 104:18. They humbled his feet in fetters. The iron pierced his soul. 104:19. Until his word came, the word of the Lord inflamed him. 104:20. The king sent, and he released him, the ruler of the people, and he set him at liberty. 104:21. He made him master of his house, and ruler of all his possession. 104:22. That he might instruct his princes as himself, and teach his ancients wisdom. 104:23. And Israel went into Egypt, and Jacob was a sojourner in the land of Cham. 104:24. And he increased his people exceedingly, and strengthened them over their enemies. 104:25. He turned their heart to hate his people, and to deal deceitfully with his servants. He turned their heart, etc. Not that God, who is never the author of sin, moved the Egyptians to hate and persecute his people, but that the Egyptians took occasion of hating and envying them, from the sight of the benefits which God bestowed upon them. 104:26. He sent Moses his servant, Aaron the man whom he had chosen. 104:27. He gave them power to shew them signs, and his wonders in the land of Cham. 104:28. He sent darkness, and made it obscure, and grieved not his words. Grieve not his words. That is, he was not wanting to fulfill his words. Or he did not grieve Moses and Aaron, the carriers of his words. Or he did not grieve his words, that is, his sons, the children of Israel, who enjoyed light whilst the Egyptians were oppressed with darkness. 104:29. He turned their waters into blood, and destroyed their fish. 104:30. Their land brought forth frogs, in the inner chambers of their kings. 104:31. He spoke, and there came divers sorts of flies and cynips in all their coasts. Cynips. See the annotation, ex.8.16. 104:32. He gave them hail for rain, a burning fire in the land. 104:33. And he destroyed their vineyards and their fig trees. And he broke in pieces the trees of their coasts. 104:34. He spoke, and the locust came, and the brushes, of which there was no number. Brushes. An insect of the locust kind. 104:35. And they devoured all the grass in their land, and consumed all the fruit of their ground. 104:36. And he slew all the firstborn in their land, the firstfruits of all their labor. 104:37. And he brought them out with silver and gold, and there was not among their tribes one that was feeble. 104:38. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them lay upon them. 104:39. He spread a cloud for their protection, and fire to give them light in the night. 104:40. They asked, and the quail came, and he filled them with the bread of heaven. 104:41. He opened the rock, and waters flowed. Rivers ran down in the dry land. 104:42. Because he remembered his holy word, which he had spoken to his servant Abraham. 104:43. And he brought forth his people with joy, and his chosen with gladness. 104:44. And he gave them the land of the Gentiles, and they possessed the labors of the people. 104:45. That they might observe his justifications, and seek after his law. His justifications. That is, his commandments. Which here, and in many other places of the scripture, are called justifications, because the keeping of them makes man just. The Protestants render it by the word statutes, in favor of their doctrine, which does not allow good works to justify. Psalms chapter 105. Confite me by Domino. The confession of the manifold sins and ingratitudes of the Israelites. Alleluia. 105:1. Give glory to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. 105:2. Who shall declare the powers of the Lord? Who shall set forth all his praises? 105:3. Blessed are they that keep judgment, and do justice in all times. 105:4. Remember us, O Lord, in the favor of thy people. Visit us with thy salvation. 105:5. That we may see the good of thy chosen, that we may rejoice in the joy of thy nation, that thou mayest be praised with thy inheritance. 105:6. We have sinned with our fathers. We have acted unjustly, we have not iniquity. 105:7. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies. And they provoked wrath going up to the sea, even the Red Sea. 105:8. And he saved them for his own namesake, that he might make his power known. 105:9. And he rebuked the Red Sea and it was dried up. And he led them through the depths, as in a wilderness. 105:10. And he saved them from the hand of them that hated them. And he redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. 105:11. And the water covered them that afflicted them. There was not one of them left. 105:12. And they believed his words, and they sang his praises. 105:13. They had quickly done, they forgot his works, and they waited not for his counsel. 105:14. And they coveted their desire in the desert, and they tempted God in the place without water. 105:15. And he gave them their request, and sent fullness into their souls. 105:16. And they provoked Moses in the camp, Aaron the Holy One of the Lord. 105:17. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and covered the congregation of Abiram. 105:18. And the fire was kindled in their congregation. The flame burned the wicked. 105:19. They made also a calf in Horeb, and they adored the graven thing. 105:20. And they changed their glory into the likeness of a calf that eateth grass. 105:21. They forgot God, who saved them, who had done great things in Egypt. 105:22. Wondrous works in the land of Cham. Terrible things in the Red Sea. 105:23. And he said that he would destroy them. Had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach, to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. 105:24. And they said it not the desirable land, they believed not his word. 105:25. And they murmured in their tents, they hearkened not to the voice of the Lord. 105:26. And he lifted up his hand over them, to overthrow them in the desert. 105:27. And to cast down their seed among the nations, and to scatter them in the countries. 105:28. They also were initiated to be a figure, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Initiated, that is, they dedicated, or consecrated themselves to the idol of the Moabites and Madianites, called Baal-figur, or Baal-peor. Number 25.3.Abed, the dead, viz., idols without life. 105:29. And they provoked him with their inventions, and destruction was multiplied among them. 105:30. Then Phinehas stood up, and pacified him, and the slaughter ceased. 105:31. And it was reputed to him unto justice, to generation and generation forevermore. 105:32. They provoked him also at the waters of contradiction, and Moses was afflicted for their sakes. 105:33. Because they exasperated his spirit, and he distinguished with his lips. He distinguished with his lips. Moses, by occasion of the people's rebellion and incredulity, was guilty of distinguishing with his lips. When, instead of speaking to the rock, as God had commanded, he said to the people, with a certain hesitation in his faith, "Hear ye, rebellious and incredulous, can we from this rock bring out water for you?" Number 20.10. 105:34. They did not destroy the nations of which the Lord spoke unto them. 105:35. And they were mingled among the heathens, and learned their works. 105:36. And served their idols, and it became a stumbling block to them. 105:37. And they sacrificed their sons, and their daughters to devils. 105:38. And they shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and of their daughters which they sacrificed to the idols of Chanan, and the land was polluted with blood. 105:39. And was defiled with their works, and they went aside after their own inventions. 105:40. And the Lord was exceedingly angry with his people, and he abhorred his inheritance. 105:41. And he delivered them into the hands of the nations, and they that hated them had dominion over them. 105:42. And their enemies afflicted them, and they were humbled under their hands. 105:43. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel, and they were brought low by their iniquities. 105:44. And he saw when they were in tribulation, and he heard their prayer. 105:45. And he was mindful of his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. 105:46. And he gave them unto mercies, in the sight of all those that had made them captives. 105:47. Say thus, O Lord, our God, and gather us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to thy holy name, and may glory in thy praise. 105:48. Blessed be the Lord the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, so be it, so be it. Psalms chapter 106. Confite me by Domino. All are invited to give thanks to God for his perpetual providence over men. Alleluia. 106:1. Give glory to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. 106:2. Let them say so that have been redeemed by the Lord, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered out of the countries. 106:3. From the rising and from the setting of the sun, from the north and from the sea. 106:4. They wandered in a wilderness, in a place without water. They found not the way of a city for their habitation. 106:5. They were hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. 106:6. And they cried to the Lord in their tribulation, and he delivered them out of their distresses. 106:7. And he led them into the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. 106:8. Let the mercies of the Lord give glory to him, and his wonderful works to the children of men. 106:9. For he hath satisfied the empty soul, and hath filled the hungry soul with good things. 106:10. Such as sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound and wanton in iron. 106:11. Because they had exasperated the words of God, and provoked the counsel of the Most High. 106:12. And their heart was humble with labors. They were weakened, and there was none to help them. 106:13. Then they cried to the Lord in their affliction, and he delivered them out of their distresses. 106:14. And he brought them out of darkness, and the shadow of death, and broke their bonds asunder. 106:15. Let the mercies of the Lord give glory to him, and his wonderful works to the children of men. 106:16. Because he hath broken gates of brass, and burst iron bars. 106:17. He took them out of the way of their iniquity, for they were brought low for their injustices. 106:18. Their soul abhorred all manner of meat, and they drew nigh even to the gates of death. 106:19. And they cried to the Lord in their affliction, and he delivered them out of their distresses. 106:20. He sent his word, and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. 106:21. Let the mercies of the Lord give glory to him, and his wonderful works to the children of men. 106:22. And let them sacrifice the sacrifice of praise, and declare his works with joy. 106:23. They that go down to the sea in ships, doing business in the great waters. 106:24. These have seen the works of the Lord, and his wonders in the deep. 106:25. He said the word, and there arose a storm of wind, and the waves thereof were lifted up. 106:26. They mount up to the heavens, and they go down to the depths. Their soul pined away with evils. 106:27. They were troubled, and reeled like a drunken man, and all their wisdom was swallowed up. 106:28. And they cried to the Lord in their affliction, and he brought them out of their distresses. 106:29. And he turned the storm into a breeze, and its waves were still. 106:30. And they rejoiced because they were still, and he brought them to the haven which they wished for. 106:31. Let the mercies of the Lord give glory to him, and his wonderful works to the children of men. 106:32. And let them exalt him in the church of the people, and praise him in the chair of the ancients. 106:33. He hath turned rivers into a wilderness, and the sources of waters into dry ground. 106:34. A fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. 106:35. He hath turned the wilderness into pools of waters, and the dry land into water springs. 106:36. And hath placed there the hungry, and they made a city for their habitation. 106:37. And they sowed fields, and planted vineyards, and they yielded fruit of birth. 106:38. And he blessed them, and they were multiplied exceedingly, and their cattle he suffered not to decrease. 106:39. Then they were brought to be few, and they were afflicted through the trouble of evils and sorrow. 106:40. Contempt was poured forth upon their princes, and he caused them to wander where there was no passing, and out of the way. 106:41. And he helped the poor out of poverty, and made him families like a flock of sheep. 106:42. The just shall see, and shall rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. 106:43. Who is wise, and will keep these things, and will understand the mercies of the Lord? Psalms chapter 107. Peritum coramum. The prophet praiseth God for benefits received. 107:1. A canticle of a psalm for David himself. 107:2. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. I will sing, and will give praise, with my glory. 107:3. Arise, my glory. Arise, psaltery and harp. I will arise in the morning early. 107:4. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing unto thee among the nations. 107:5. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth even unto the clouds. 107:6. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory over all the earth. 107:7. That thy beloved may be delivered, Save with thy right hand and hear me. 107:8. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice, and I will divide Sichem, and I will mete out the veil of tabernacles. 107:9. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine, and Ephraim the protection of my head. Judah is my king. 107:10. Moab the pot of my hope. Over Edom I will stretch out my shoe. The aliens are become my friends. 107:11. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? 107:12. Wilt not thou, O God, who hast cast us off? And wilt not thou, O God, go forth with our armies? 107:13. O grant us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. 107:14. Through God we shall do mightily, and he will bring our enemies to nothing. Psalms chapter 108. Davis, Lord Ammim, David in the person of Christ, prayeth against his persecutors, more especially the traitor Judas, foretelling and approving his just punishment for his obstinacy and sinning final impenitence. 108:1. Unto the end, a psalm for David. 108:2. O God, be not thou silent in my praise. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful man is opened against me. 108:3. They have spoken against me with deceitful tongues, and they have compassed me about with words of hatred, and have fought against me without cause. 108:4. Instead of making me a return of love, they detracted me, but I gave myself to prayer. 108:5. And they repaid me evil for good, and hatred for my love. 108:6. Set thou the sinner over him, and may the devil stand at his right hand. Set thou the sinner over him, etc. Give to the devil, that art sinner, power over him. Let him enter into him, and possess him. The imprecations, contained in the 30 verses of this psalm, are opposed to the 30 pieces of silver for which Judas betrayed our Lord, and are to be taken as prophetic denunciations of the evils that should befall the traitor and his accomplices the Jews, and not properly as curses. 108:7. When he is judged, may he go out condemned, and may his prayer be turned to sin. 108:8. May his days be few, and his bishopric let another take. 108:9. May his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. 108:10. Let his children be carried about vagabonds, and beg, and let them be cast out of their dwellings. 108:11. May the usurer search all his substance, and let strangers plunder his labors. 108:12. May there be none to help him, nor none to pity his fatherless offspring. 108:13. May his posterity be cut off. In one generation may his name be blotted out. 108:14. May the iniquity of his fathers be remembered in the sight of the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. 108:15. May they be before the Lord continually, and let the memory of them perish from the earth. 108:16. Because he remembered not to shew mercy. 108:17. But persecuted the poor man and the beggar, and the broken in heart, to put him to death. 108:18. And he loved cursing, and it shall come unto him. And he would not have blessing, and it shall be far from him. And he put on cursing, like a garment, and it went in like water into his entrails, and like oil in his bones. 108:19. May it be unto him like a garment which covereth him, and like a girdle with which he is girded continually. 108:20. This is the work of them who detract me before the Lord, and who speak evils against my soul. 108:21. But thou, O Lord, do with me for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is sweet. Do thou deliver me. 108:22. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is troubled within me. 108:23. I am taken away like the shadow when it declineth, and I am shaken off as locusts. 108:24. My knees are weakened through fasting, and my flesh is changed for oil. For oil. Propter oleum. The meaning is, my flesh is changed, being perfectly emaciated and dried up, as having lost all its oil or fatness. 108:25. And I am become a reproach to them. They saw me and they shake their heads. 108:26. Help me, O Lord my God. Save me, according to thy mercy. 108:27. And let them know that this is thy hand, and that thou, O Lord, hast done it. 108:28. They will curse and thou wilt bless. Let them that rise up against me be confounded. But thy servant shall rejoice. 108:29. Let them that detract thee be clothed with shame, and let them be covered with their confusion as with a double cloak. 108:30. I will give great thanks to the Lord with my mouth, and in the midst of many I will praise him. 108:31. Because he hath stood at the right hand of the poor, to save my soul from persecutors. Psalms chapter 109. Dixit Dominus. Christ's exaltation and everlasting priesthood. 109:1. A psalm for David. The Lord said to my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thy enemies thy footstool. 109:2. The Lord will send forth the scepter of thy power out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. 109:3. With thee is the principality in the day of thy strength, in the brightness of the saints. From the womb before the day star I begot thee. 109:4. The Lord hath sworn, and he will not repent. Thou art a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. 109:5. The Lord at thy right hand hath broken kings in the day of his wrath. 109:6. He shall judge among nations, he shall fill ruins. He shall crush the heads in the land of many. 109:7. He shall drink of the torrents in the way, therefore shall he lift up the head. Psalms chapter 110. Confiter tibi, domine. God is to be praised for his graces and benefits to his church. Alleluia. 110:1. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart, in the council of the just, and in the congregation. 110:2. Great are the works of the Lord, sought out according to all his wills. 110:3. His work is praise and magnificence, and his justice continueth forever and ever. 110:4. He hath made a remembrance of his wonderful works, being a merciful and gracious Lord. 110:5. He hath given food to them that fear him. He will be mindful forever of his covenant. 110:6. He will shew forth to his people the power of his works. 110:7. That he may give them the inheritance of the Gentiles. The works of his hands are truth and judgment. 110:8. All his commandments are faithful, confirmed forever and ever, made in truth and equity. 110:9. He hath sent redemption to his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and terrible is his name. 110:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding to all that do it. His praise continueth forever and ever.